Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, forever in you, I bow myself at your feet. I yield my heart and my mind. I give you my heart back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back and become the king of glory in my soul. I give you my will. I give you my mind. As they say, I present my body as a living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice. Do whatever you want to do with me, God, as a living sacrifice. Do whatever you want to do with me, God, as a living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto you. It is my reasonable service for all that you've done for me. For me. For me. It's me again, God. It's me again, Jesus. I'm here. I'm here in your presence. I'm not worthy of your glory. I'm not worthy, but I'm here. I'm not worthy, but I came. I came because you said I can come boldly to the throne. I'm here at the mercy seat, Jesus. Hear my cry. Hear my cry. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
A little louder, Jerry. From the end of the earth will I cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed and fainting, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. My soul yearns, yes, even pines, and is homesick for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my cry out and sing for the living God. Tired of telling you you have me. When I know you really don't. Telling you. here speechless with no brave words to say. Cause if my silence is more truthful than my ears can hear, how to walk in your way. In the silence, you are speaking. In the quiet, I can feel the and it's burning deeply.
Regardless if you're home or regardless of where you at, I just thank God for what he is doing, and we just bless God and give him an honor. Thank God for each and every one of you all over the world. We just give our support and listeners a big shout out, and we say a send a God bless you to you. We thank God for all our support and listeners, especially all over the world and also in international countries as well. United Kingdom, Norway, South Africa. We thank God and we give God the glory for you as well. We also in prayer and intercession for you. And also right here in our local area in the United States of America, East Coast, West Coast, North and South, we thank God for you as well. We thank God for all the listeners that come on live with us. My God, we give God the praise. And I especially want to send a shout out, you know, from ICF and to all our listeners, the ones that is pressing that one and for prayer, that you are not allowing the enemy to stop you from getting your breakthrough. It's been a power pack all week, and it's been a power pack as God been delivering and healing and setting the individuals free. They are not worrying about the four walls. They are not worrying about a Sunday service. They're worrying about, God, I need you to move right now. And we just thank God. Listen, if that was you and you individuals that been listening all week, and even though you was listening all week, you still want to hear the word once over and over again. I found out you must read in the Bible. Once you keep going over certain scripture or you're going over a certain story, here come a revelation. Here comes something that you haven't seen. They'll pop up in, right there in front of you. So I'm telling you right now, you'll be able to order. You'll be able to order with a $20 love gift of the DVDs all week. We'll have it on special DVD. If you would like to have one, I want you to take this number down and contact someone in ICF. Send them a message. Amen. But we could be able to bless you. The phone number is 404-483-4803. That number is, again, 404-483-4803. I'm telling you right now, I know it will bless you. I'm telling you, saints of God, God is doing something great. He is doing something mighty. And I'm telling you, he has a blessing with your name on it. It is yours. It is yours. You need to go ahead and receive it. Listen, I know God got a power pack tonight. I know it's going to be power pack. I know it's going to bless your soul, so I'm not going to take up too much time. I'm going to bring our host, amen, the founder of ICF, our very own Bishop Micah Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, son. Bless you. Bless your heart. We thank God for each and every one of you all tonight. Tonight, this is the fifth night of a Holy Ghost fire revival, spreading the fire. We started on Monday night, spreading the fire. We pass it on Tuesday night, add another word to it, spreading the fire. On Wednesday night, we added another word to it, and on last night, we add another word to it to spread the fire. For right now, I want us to praise ye the Lord for what God has already done. Psalm 150 say, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the parsley and the harp. Praise him with the timbre and dance. Praise him with the string instrument and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. We want to praise him for allowing the fire to continue to burn, to burn, to burn, and to burn. Those of you who have been calling in, God has been blessing you. God has been burning some old off of you. And he said that I'm going to give you beauty for your ashes. So tonight, tonight we'll pass another word of the log on the fire all the way from Forest Park, Hayesville area. Tonight, Apostle Walker, founder and CEO of the Throne Room of Liberation. We bless you, daughter. We thank God for you. Minister Laura, you may begin to intercede. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debt, and we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. Heavenly gracious Father, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God. We come to lift you up, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, that you are Lord and our Savior, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, that you are the eternal creator, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight, God, that you are Lord and our Savior, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight, God, that you are Jehovah Adonai, God. You are the Lord of our sovereign, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you are the Lord of our battle, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you say he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide on the shadow of the Almighty God. And we will say of the Lord, you is our refuge and our fortress. Our God and you will we trust, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God. You will deliver us from the snare and the problem, from the north and west, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, that you shall cover us with your favor, God. And all of your weakness shall trust, your truth shall be alive. shield and our buckler, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight, God, that we shall not be afraid from the terror by night, God. Oh, God, nor from the arrow that flies by day, God. Oh, God, nor from the peasant that walks in darkness, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you are the Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, you are the resurrection power, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, that you are the light, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight, God, that you are the man of sorrow, God. We thank you right now, God, that you are the head of the church, God. And we thank you right now, God, asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to walk on this line tonight, God, like never before, Lord God, and an emotion, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for roaring, God, through the airways, God. Thank you for touching every soul that's on this line tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you right now, God, that you move by your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, trust and heal, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God, you were wounded for our transgression, God, and you were bruised for our iniquity, God. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you, God, and by your stripes we are healed, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the Father, tonight we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. We thank you right now, God, that you are the King of Kings, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, you are the image of the invisible God. We thank you tonight, God, you are the Word, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, that you are the one of our salvation, God. We thank you tonight, God, that you are a true witness, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, to have your way. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for doing what you want to do, God. We thank you, God, that we yield ourselves unto you, Lord God. And we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for all the old nations together, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, every knee will bow, God, and every tongue will confess, God, that Jesus, you are Lord, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you are the rivers of the living water, God. Let the rivers of living water flow tonight, God, that man will thirst no more, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you right now, God, for the fire and the authority of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for burning us up our shed, God, in the souls of we, your people, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, one may be on this line for one thing, God, and one may be on here for another, God. But God, you know and you see all things, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, oh God, we give you glory, we give you honor and praise tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for touching right now, God. Thank you for touching, God, every leader, God, every prophet, God, every apostle, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God. And we thank you right now, God, that you still have risen in the earth, God. They have not sold you out, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and I thank you right now, God, for strength tonight, God. Thank you for the anointing tonight, God. Oh, yes, God, that destroys every yoke and lift every brother, Lord God, and all of us, God. Oh, God, you say, them that are heavy laden, God, they can come and you will give them rest, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you for this hour and this time, God. We thank you for this season, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, for the reset, God. What you doing in your people's life, God. Thank you for calling the one back, God. They have turned their backs, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you yet lives, God. In the name of Jesus, God,
yes,
we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, for doing the clarion call, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for having that own way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us, God, will not be able to prosper, God. And let every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, God, you have already condemned it, God. That we have the righteousness of you, said the Lord of hosts, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you right now, God, that you are the carrying, God. In the name of Jesus, you have carried us, God. Oh, God, from generation to generation, you have carried us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you. Right now, God, that we have the victory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You are the God that you don't sleep and you don't slumber, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, that your name is above every name, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for being the bishop of our souls, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And God, we thank you right now, God, that we need you, God. In the hour. All the hour, God, from the rising of the sun, God, you are going down of the same, God. We thank you right now, God, for the miracles and the signs and wonders, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that follows the believers, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for the kingdom, God, to place our feet like high feet, God, that we shall not be moved, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you have built your churches, God, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, God. We thank you right now, God, that this is your platform, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, thank you for the woman of God that cometh forth with your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God, thank you for anointing the ears, God, in the name of Jesus, God, thank you, God, with open heart, God, that they receive, God, in the name of Jesus, God, what you're speaking to your souls and we, your people, in this hour, God, and thank you for continuing to be our strength, Lord God, and our bullshit, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we give thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father. Father, we give you thank you.
We thank you, God. We thank you.
Father, we thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank you. Praise God. I like to give honor to God tonight. I like to honor you, Apostle Michael Davis, ICF. I thank God for the body of Christ on tonight, the body of believers. I thank God for this day. I thank God for all of the listeners on tonight. And I would like to come from the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter. And it starts at the 10th verse. And it reads, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Yes.
And I thank God for the readers and the hearers and and the doers of his word. And I just want to say on tonight, if I had to use a subject on tonight, the subject would be, what is your witness about Christ? I want to say at this time, the pandemic that we're facing in this hour, glory be to God, what is our testimony? When it looked like and seemed and feel like our back is against the wall and seem like that we're in such distress in this hour, what is our testimony? When the evil have come, look like up against us in this hour, glory be to God, what is our testimony about our Christ? I believe in this time, in this hour, this is the hour of revelation. This is the time that the Spirit of God, truth is being revealed and unveiled in us. I believe in this hour, this is the time that those that have confessed, that are born again believers, glory be to God, that is born again, well, the old man is passed away. Now we are new creatures created in Christ Jesus. I believe this is a time of manifestation that we'll get to see in this hour the difference between the sheep and the goat. I believe that this is the hour and the time that all the time and the years that we've been on the journey that we'll get a chance to see whether or not, glory be to God, that we have the relationship that our that what we have confessed about our God in this hour. Yes. I want to say the word of God saying here that we overcame him. Who is him that we was overcoming? It is Satan himself, the demonic forces and principalities, spiritual wickedness and rulers in high places. The things, glory be to God, the oppression, the depression, the fears, glory be to God, the worries and the diseases and stuff. These are the things that we overcome. But he said, how did we overcome? He said in his word that we overcame him by the word of our testimony. By glory be to God, what are we testifying about our Christ in this hour? What are we saying about our Christ in this hour? Glory be to God. How do I defeat the enemy? It's just saying what the word of God is saying to me. The word that I've been exercising, glory be to God, since I've been on the journey. Glory be to God. The Bible says that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. What are we testifying in this hour? What are we saying about God? Glory be to God. Because at the end of the day, he has given us power. Glory be to God. He has given us power to the kingdom. Glory be to God. He has placed us in him. Glory be to God. He has put us in a position. We are already positioned in him. The Bible says to you and I that our lives are hid with Christ in God. The Bible has assured us as born again believers, glory be to God, that we must be born again. Therefore, we've been born again, glory be to God. The Bible said that the old man is passed away. We are new creatures now, created in Christ Jesus. The Bible makes us to know, and he said in his word, he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. There's a transformation that has taken place in our minds, glory be to God. And it's the word of God that transform you and I, glory be to God. The Bible tells you and I, say, put on Christ. How do we put on Christ? We put on Christ by saying what the word of God say. Glory be to God. And then he did not leave us comfortless. He didn't leave it up to us. He sent back the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. So when we speak, glory be to God, they're not words that we just happen to speak on our own. It's because there's a dunamis power, glory be to God, which calls the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God, that God has left through his son, Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will leave you a comforter. I just want to speak to the body of believers, those that know that they have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, those that certain about their confession about God, those, glory be to God, that walks with the mind of Christ. My God, in the name of Jesus, I'm not talking about, glory be to God, the mindset the way we used to think. Somebody might say, I feel like I'm losing my mind, but it's okay if you lose the mind of the old man, but there is a new mind, the mind of Christ. He said, let this mind that be in Christ be also within us. So we have a mind now, glory be to God. And this mind now is a servant of righteousness, God. We don't have the mind to do the things that we used to do anymore, because there's a power, glory be to God, which is called the Holy Ghost, that possessing you and I. And one thing about this power, God. It's a power that gives us strength in the name of Jesus. When we find ourselves being a little weak, this power sustains us, glory be to God. This power fulfills us, glory be to God. This power, my God, give us power to reign. This power give us power to tread over scorpion and serpents. So in this hour, glory be to God, what is our testimony, glory be to God? He has given us the power to overcome the brother, the accuser of the brethren. He has given us power, glory be to God, to bind and to loose. He has given us power to pull down strongholds, glory be to God. Imagination that come to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Oh, so my God, in this hour, glory be to God, what are we saying, glory be to God? He given us power to walk in his spirit now, and we no longer fulfilling the lust of our flesh. He given us power, glory be to God, to stand against adversity. Oh, my God, he given us power to speak his word, my God.
Yes,
he given us power, my God, to call on the name of Jesus, glory be to God. He given us power that you and I know, my God, that we can call upon him, and yes,
yes,
will answer us. He given us power, Robosa, to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Oh, in this hour, church, we don't have to have our backs up against the wall. We have a sure foundation. We have one that fight against those who fight against us. We have one, glory be to God, that contend with those who contend with us. We have one that assured us and guarantee us that no weapon that forms against us, that it shall not prosper. Glory be to God. I just want to share this scripture right here. Glory be to God. Who are those, hallelujah, that are overcomers? In John 16:33 say, my God, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Church, he have given us some peace. Not the peace that the world would give us, but this is the peace that goes beyond our understanding. It don't make any sense to our human thinking. Glory be to God. He said, in this world, he said, we shall have tribulation. He said, be of a good cheer, church. Hallelujah. Church, be of a good cheer. Hallelujah. We got to remember and understand we are robed up with the whole armor of God. We ain't going to be robed, but we already robed up with the whole armor of God. He said, he said in his word, he said, I have overcome the world. So what can take place in this world that you, our God, don't see? The Bible says he's an omnipotent God. He's an omniscient God. He's an omnipresent God. He's a God that don't sleep nor slumber. The Bible calls him El-Roi. He's the God who sees. My God, who is greater than our God? What I love about our Father. My God, when Lucifer kicked out of heaven, Jesus said, I saw it fall like lightning. But I gotta tell the church to by the Holy Ghost. Church at Coronavosa, I believe that this is the hour, my God, that the church will rise up at Coronavosa. I believe that the church will rise up in this hour. Glory be to God. My God, declare it. Just who he is, my God, that Christ reigned, that Christ ruled, that Christ, yes, he is. He is our authority. Glory be to God. And I got to tell you again, he said in Revelation 2:26, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, to him will I. He said, I give you power over the nation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God, he said, he'll give us power over the nation. And then in John, 1 John 5:4, he said, for whosoever, glory be to God, is born of God, he overcometh the world. We are overcomers, church, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, my God, even our faith, glory be to God. Father God, we just thank you right now. Church, I thank God for this hour. This is not a time, glory be to God, that we back up. This is the hour, my God, that we walk in confidence, that we walk in assurance, that we walk in a knowing. Because at the end of the day, church, we've been born again. Hallelujah, Jesus. This power is given to those that have been born again. And because we've been born again, in the name name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. He called us sons of God. And then he makes us to know, glory be to God, that they that are led by my spirit, that we are the sons of God. We got to recognize, church, we have a position already. We've been positioned in Christ. The Bible tells me, God, my God, greater is he that lives within
yes.
us than them yes. of this world. Glory be to God. He makes us to know, my God, in this hour of pandemic, all things are working out of us. They ain't just going to work. All things are working together right now for the good of them that love God and that are called according to his purpose. So I just want to ask the church, the body of believers, glory be to God, those that have been born again. And I just want to say to those, oh my God, that have not accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, I'll say in this hour, do it now. Don't you wait. Glory be to God. Do it now while it's day. In the name of Jesus, and the same benefits that God has given unto the believers, he gives the same benefits. I don't care what hour that you come in, but you get the same benefit. You get the same protection. Glory be to God, church. I just want to say to us, through by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, we have a greater one in us. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
I say we have a greater one. And only thing we got to do, my God, if we just call out, if we just acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit, glory be to God. He is a present help in that time of need. We got to know we have power. I say we have dunamis power. We have power to soar. We have power to bind. We have power to loose. We have power to declare and decree the word of God in the name of Jesus. In this hour, church, we got to know hell is defeated. Satan is defeated. Sickness is defeated. Diseases are defeated. Oppression is defeated. Depression is defeated. Poverty is defeated. Lack is defeated. I don't care what it is, Ramosata. Even the generation of curses, they've been defeated, my God. Jesus took the curse off us and put it on his own self in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So I say to you in my closing, what is your testimony? What are we testifying? Glory be to God. Just like he said to Moses, Moses, what do you have in your hand? Stretch out the rod. Glory be to God. We got to see it, Apostle. We got to see it as he see it. We got to say it as he say it. We just got to say what his words say. Glory be to God. For we are kingdom builders. We are ambassadors. We are priests. We are royals. Royal priesthood. We are heirs and joint heirs. We are lively stone. He called us a holy nation. Ain't nothing poor beggarly about the body of Christ. That's why he joined us together. Glory be to God. One put 1,000 to flight, but two are putting 10,000 to flight. In the name of Jesus, there's power, my God. Oh, God, in unity, as we stand in this hour, I believe in this hour that God is bringing the church to rise up. Glory be to God. I believe this is the church opportunity. I believe by the way of the Holy Ghost that the church, my God, even when, my God, we are watered down the word, I believe in this hour that this is the hour that God bringing us back to give us beautiful ashes, to heal and to comfort us from the things that we held on to, the hurt and the distrust, and all of the church hurt, and all the things that we've done amongst one another. I believe, my God, that this is the hour, he said, come unto me. Come unto me. Those that are led in heaven lane, I come to give you rest. Glory be to God. There's a rest for the children of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, my God. So what are your testimony? What are we saying about our King? What are we saying about our Savior? What are we saying about the Bishop of our soul?
are not victims, but we are victorious. We are overcomers.
Yes.
We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And he who the Son has set free, we got to declare by the Spirit, by the power and authority, we got to declare with boldness that we are free indeed. And then the seller, did he say, let the redeemer of the Lord, he said, let him say so. Hallelujah, Jesus. I give you glory, Lord God. We give you praise right now. And I thank God for the victory. So we have, we ain't going to get it, but we have the victory. Because his Spirit is in us. All victory is in Jesus. And we possess his Spirit. We abide in him. And he abided in us. Glory be to God. He called us to be one with him and his Father. So church, only thing I'm saying, what are your testimony? What are you saying about our God in this hour? In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God. I turn it back over to you, Apostle.
Thank you, God. How blessed you. Glory, glory, victory. What are you saying? What is coming out of your mouth? The word declares that life and death is in the power of the tongue. What are you saying? What are you saying? Have you been redeemed? Have you been healed? Have you been made whole again? Have you been comforted again? Calvary's cross gave us all of that. What is your witness? What is your testimony? Are you walking as an overcomer? As are you walking in victory? Are you walking in the newness of Christ? Are you walking in a new sound mind? Are you walking in a renewed mind? Are you walking? Are you testifying? What are you doing? Are you being a witness? Have you been born again? Have you been born again for the backsliders? Have you repented again in the name of Jesus? What is the witness? What is your witness? What is your witness? What is your witness? What are you saying about yourself? What are you saying about yourself? What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying? Jesus said he loved you. My God. What are you saying about yourself? Apostle Spencer, go ahead.
Hallelujah, Bishop. Right about now, I'm really having church right now. I'm really, Apostle, don't preach me into a place where too many people cannot do and got me up in having church. I'm telling you, saints of God, that been Jesus' walk. His whole walk was conquering. His whole walk was defeating. Regardless of what it looks like or regardless of what they thought it was, he was conquering. Amen. Even down his journey when they spit on him, put thorns on his head, he was conquering. He had to put on the sins of the world, put on the cares of the world. For other him to conquer. So rule number one, or phase number one, or point number one, you have to look at your issues or situation right in the face. No longer, I declare and decree, no longer you're going to run, no longer you're going to try to sweep it up on a rug, but you're going to deal with whatever you have to deal with. You're going to become out a conqueror. No longer you're going to allow rejection to overtake you. No longer you're going to allow poverty to overtake you. No longer you're going to allow hurt, my God, or crying over spilled milk to overtake you. You finna get your life back. You finna conquer your life regardless of what people say, regardless of what it looks like. Jesus got on the cross to conquer the cross. Jesus went in the tomb to conquer the tomb. Jesus went to hell to conquer hell. Jesus had to face death to conquer death. What are you conquering today? God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you. I hear the Lord say, now it's come. Now it's come. Now it's come.
Yes.
I do. I'm saying that now it's come. Now it's come what? Now it's come salvation. Now it's come what? Now it's come strength. Now it's come what? Now it's the kingdom of God. Now it's what? Now it's come the power of Jesus Christ. Where do we get that power from? When he died and rose up on Sunday morning, the Bible declared he had all power in his hands. Now is come. What is now? Now is the present. Whatever you're going through right now, you have been overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Whatever situation you're in, you have been overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Whatever lack you may have in your life, it has been overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Whatever loneliness you've been had in your life, it has been overcome now by the blood of the Lamb. Now, not tomorrow, but right now, this Friday, this blurred-out fire burning Friday night, where everybody is with on this line tonight, come for a purpose, and that's to receive something for the Lord. So I say, now, if you have faith in me and my word, how can you believe in Christ if you've never seen him and don't believe in my brother whom you've seen? So now is the time of manifestation. God say, I come now to manifest the word outside of the glitz and glamour of the holy of the church, outside of the four walls. I come to show manifestation. Every time there was manifestation from Jesus Christ, he was outside of the synagogue.
Hallelujah.
When he went inside of the synagogue, he was turning over because we have made the house of prayer a house of thieves. So he's bringing us out now. So now we can see the manifestation. The manifestation.
Yes,
the Lord says, now is come. Now is come. Now is come. Now, Apostle,
Minister. Yes. I want to tell somebody this is your praise break time. This is your celebration time. Amen. All that you done went through, even what the woman of God done called out, even the woman of God done show, even what Jesus done went through. I know that you probably saying, well, Pastor, I done been through something I've been through a long time. Well, Jesus had to sit and he ate with snakes. He sat and ate with a betrayal. I'm here to tell you now is your praise time. You might as well put a praise on it. You might as well put a shout on it. Because what the enemy thought he had, you still had your chance. You still had your victory. One thing that he could not stop, even in this pandemic, even in this COVID-19, he can't stop your praise. He can't stop your shout. He can't stop your holler. Because I reminded when praises go up and when a shaking begin to happen, baby, I'm telling you, chains finna get ready to fall off of you. Chains finna get ready to break off of you. My God Almighty, even the cell door that you feel like you've been isolated. I'm prophesying to somebody right now. They got to get ready to open up. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, as you're giving God a praise, as you confessing your testimony, as you looking at whatever the issue as it is, baby, you finna get your joy. You already got your joy. You already got your peace. You already got your dance. And this time, I declare and decree that you ain't going to allow no one to take it from you. This time you gonna fight. This time you ain't gonna hold your head down. You ain't gonna shed another tear. You ain't gonna cry over spilled milk. This time you gonna give a holler. This time you gonna give a praise break. This time you gonna say, death, where is your sting? This time you gonna say, when the enemy come in like a flood, God gonna lift up a standard against him. This time you gonna, my God, you gonna declare that no weapon. You just ain't gonna say it as a cliche. You just ain't gonna say it because the preacher's saying it. You just ain't gonna say it because it's you reading in your Bible. You gonna say it because you mean it. No weapon formed against me, it's not gonna prosper, because you done been through the fire. You done been through the valley. You done been trying. They came up against you. The enemy took his best shot, and you're still here. Can somebody just take a 30 second and just give God a praise in your living room? Give him a praise in your bathroom. Baby, if you're driving in your car, you might want to pull over and give God a praise, because this time, this time, you got your testimony. This time, you're going to overcome. This time, my God Almighty, Bishop is back to you. I feel a holly in me now. My God, this time, you got to keep going. Hallelujah, Bishop, back to you. Hallelujah.
This time,
this time you will know that your steps are ordered in God. This time you will will know.
Yes,
you will know. This time. Back to your pastor. Come on.
This time. This time. Thanks to God.
That's how my
to hear the word of the Lord saying this time. He's the God of the second chance. He's giving us a second chance. This time. This time. He's giving us a second chance and a third chance. But he's doing it again and again. And he said, now is come this time. I'm giving you one more time to repent. I'm giving you one more time to confess that he is your Lord and he is Savior. He's giving you one more time. Now it has come this time. And the hour has come for you to restore your life. And now is the time to come to rededicate your life. Now is the time to come to receive him if you never received him for the first time. This time. And the time is now. 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 Now means the present. Now.
Hallelujah.
Now faith is. Now. Now faith is. Now. Now faith. If you need some substance, now faith is. If you need some substance, now faith is. This time. Hallelujah. How about Shandigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigig spirits on the line that they need to call in and release some stuff. Because this time, if they don't get it right this time, the God of a second chance, the God of a second chance, giving them a chance to get it right when now is come. This time. He's knocking at the door. He's standing at the door. He's a gentleman knocking right now. Then open up and let me in. Let me into your heart. Let me into your life. Let me into to that dark space. Let me in. This time I stand here and wait on you to let me in. Hey, the hour has come. Apostle Spencer, we open up the line.
Yes,
now.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
God bless you. I want you all to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. I'm telling you, it's an anointing that is burning right now. And I'm telling you, it's no game, it's no fake, it's no playing around. I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. You don't have to have your phone on mute. Please take your phone off of mute even now. Amen. I'm going to give you the last 4 digits of your phone number, then we're going to buzz you in. Bishop, I must hear the Lord says, speak on the, I hear the Lord says, speak that is some pastor. Say it's some pastors on this line that they also need prayer. And say this time you are not going to allow somebody to mess with their assignment. Hey, God says this time, my God, I feel that the Lord is wooing some pastors on this line. He say this time you know who to trust. He say this time you know which way to go. I hear the Lord saying, my God Almighty, to some pastor on this line. He say this time I'm going to restore your contract. I'm going to restore, my God, because now you don't tap in, and now you know what is right. I'm telling you right now, regardless of what part of the body of Christ you are in, you want to press 1. I feel an anointing that is going to bless your soul. I feel a shout in my belly. I feel a shout in my belly. We're going to go to the lines right now. Carlo, you on the air, 2413. God bless you. You on the air.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. You're
yes, God bless you. You on.
Are you there?
Amen. God bless you.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. What is it? What are you requesting tonight?
I'm requesting that I want to be closer to God. I want to walk righteous and holy. I want to live right. I want to feel his presence even more. I want to be able to lay at his feet. I don't want to be judgmental or selfish. I want my heart to be open. I want flesh to die. I just want to be better.
Pastor Walker?
Have you been born again?
Yes.
You have. Do you have a church?
Yes.
You do. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you heard the request, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we stand, Lord God, as witnesses, Lord God, as the servants of the Most High God. We stand in agreement, Lord God, Father God, we thank you for touching your daughter right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God, for answering the request right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we say by your word, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God,
hallelujah,
that she be God made whole right now in the name of Jesus. Father, that she is free and loose right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, thy God, rebuke you in the name
God.
Of Jesus. We stand in agreement that no weapon that formed against her shall not prosper. Even we come against the mindset that comes to exalt himself against the knowledge of God. We bind and we rebuke and we curse every negative mindset, every wandering mindset in the name of Jesus that comes to exalt itself against your word concerning the daughter of God. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus, God, over
yes,
the mind, God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Father, we thank you right
Jesus.
Now, Lord
yes.
God, for being the
yes,
light
God.
Of our
yes.
salvation. Father, we thank you right now, God, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, a refreshing fire, oh God. Consume,
yes,
oh God,
God,
with your presence,
yes,
oh God. Father, we thank you that you said in your word, they that
thank
hunger
you,
thirst after you, Lord God. Thank you for the hunger and the thirst, God. Thank you for filling the Lord, God. Thank you
thank
for blessing
thank
the
you,
drink of the rivers of living thank water that are never run dry. Father, we
yes.
thank you
yes,
for
yes,
doing
Lord.
It right now. Thank you for the release
thank
of
you,
the anointing of God that have destroyed the yoke and lift every burden
yes.
right now, God. We declare
yes.
by
hallelujah.
Your spirit, God, we
thank
declare
you, God.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Back to your
apostle.
Apostle Spencer, go ahead. I feel you. Yes, I feel you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm really, you know, trying to where to start because it's a lot of decisions that you are making. You're in a place of decision making for your life even right now. But one thing
mm-hmm.
that I'm here to tell you, because I can't say too much more because the apostle don't prayed for you. You have to make the decisions
mm-hmm.
for your life. You have to make that decision to cut folks loose. You have to make that decision if they don't want to go to the next step. Well, don't waste my time. You feeling me right now. I'm trying to talk in code right now with you. Amen. You have to make some decisions concerning to your life. And when you make that the decision, you're going to find out the struggle that you've been having, it will not be a struggle. But what you connect it to, it's making it a struggle. So once you make these decisions to where you got to live for you and you're going to have to put things in a structural place for your life, you're going to begin to see that the God been with you the whole time. That you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. Bless your daughter and may the peace of the Lord be with you. Make those right decision in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next caller,
amen.
Apostle. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We're going to the next caller. Caller, you on the air, 5752. God bless you.
How are you all tonight?
Amen.
We're good.
Amen.
You?
Amen.
Bless you.
I need prayer for being attacked with fear and anxiety, and I don't want to be a victim anymore, but I want to be victorious.
Mm.
I want to be able to do the will of God, what He called me and chosen me to do, which I've been prophesied over that I should be prophesied, and I have fire in my hand.
Mm.
But there's a whole lot where God should be, there's a whole lot of fear that the enemy attacks me with on a daily basis. Not just because of death, but anything. And I want to be able to do the will of God and not allow fear to hinder me in my life and be able to move forward.
Hmm. Apostle Spencer?
I mean, the first thing that I want to rebuke and one thing that we're going to have to understand, we have to get people out of our ear. We have to get
yes,
people
Lord.
What they think and what they say and what they believe, because it all comes down to what you believe. It all comes down to what you know that God told you, what you know that God showed you, and also the cares of people. Once we get into a place with God, it's no longer I'm caring about people or what they think, how they feel or whatever door. Amen. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that as this sister begin to come and begin to pour out humbleness before you, God, I thank you, God, that even the cares of the people, even the cares of individual thinking, even the cares of their thought, God, it will not matter no more. I pray in the name of Jesus that she's going to get so wrapped and caught up into you, she don't see anything else. She ain't thinking about nothing else. God, I thank you that whatever you called her to be and you call her to do, let her tap into to know for herself. In Jesus' name, that to you, Bishop.
Yes, yes. My daughter, they're spiritual earmuffs, so that you can hear the voice of God. People can tell you one thing, but God is saying another. So you got to be able to discern when God is speaking to you and when people is speaking to you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So ask God to give you a spiritual earmuff so that you can only hear him. And when you hear him, then the word that we speak to you only be confirmation to what God has already given you in your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Bless you. Peace be unto you. Next caller, Apostle.
Amen. Next caller, please. It's 7399. God bless you. You're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Good. How are you?
I am great. I just would like prayer just for guidance and to hear God's voice and to watch over my son, which is in the military, going through with the coronavirus, and just to bless my home and marriage.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Walker? Amen. Amen.
Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your fire, Lord God. We thank you for your power, Lord God, from on high, God. We thank you for resting. We thank you for resting, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you for resting. We thank you for resting. We thank you for resting, God, upon
yes,
my daughter, God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank
yes,
you for
sir.
The protection, Lord God, even God upon our mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covering her right now, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covering her son, Lord God.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You right now, Lord God, for supplying every one of the need and every the concern, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for causing everything, oh God, that she's faced in her life, oh God, even right now, to work for her good, God. Thank you for your eyes being upon her, Lord God. Thank you for giving her assurance and reassuring her on tonight. Thank you for being with her, Lord God. And Father, we pray for the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond her understanding, God. And she will not try to figure it out, God, but she'll know, God, in the name of Jesus, that it is you, God, that see all and know all, and you are able, God. You're able to do exceedingly and abundantly what she can ask and even think, God. And I pray, Lord God, as we touch and agree, God, the secret places, God, the secret concern, God, the things that are deep in her heart, God, that she didn't even utter out of her mouth, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for showing your hand, God. And we thank
God.
You for moving by your spirit on tonight, God. Satan, the Lord, thy God, rebukes you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing every hurt, God, every disappointment and pain, God. We thank you right now for doing it, Lord God. And we give your name the glory. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the honor, Lord God, that you are faithful and you are just. And those that you have given, the Father have given unto you, Jesus, you have not lost not a one. And we thank
God.
You right now. In Jesus' name, Apostle.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. My daughter, the Lord told me, give you Psalms 80. Tonight, before you go to bed, it's 19 verses in Psalms 80. Read that, and it'll comfort you and put you in rest and protection for your house. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, I heard you made a clarion call out there to some leaders. You know,
amen.
I feel that there are a few that need prayer. And I
amen.
Would not miss this opportunity of this anointing of God and this fivefold that's represented here on this line to miss.
Yes.
To miss the breakthrough. No matter how deep we think we are, doesn't matter how long we've been preaching, we all need help. The Bible declares we all have fallen short of the glory of the Lord.
Yes.
We need help. We need prayer. Nobody can see you. No, nobody can see you. But just he said, I will hide you in my pavilion.
Yes.
Psalm 91 said, I will hide you under my wings. You are covered with his wings. But yet and still, we won't come out to get what we need. I feel the Holy Ghost in this. I feel, but this time, if you be obedient to the call, this time, if you listen to your heart, this time, if you listen to the apostle when he said it, this time, you can receive what you need. And when you go back into your pulpit, this time, it will be a different sight. This time, you will have a different method of deliverance to the sheep. This time you will have a different way to protect the sheep, because now the shepherd is being healed. This is a time for the shepherds to be healed. My God, my God, my God.
Yes.
Because we need some things burning off of us as well. So now is the time. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Next call.
Yes.
My God, my God.
God bless you, 2899. God bless you. You're on air.
My God. My God.
Yes, God. Yes, I'm calling in for prayer for strength, prayer for depression to move, anxiety attack.
Yes.
The attack of feeling so low. The attack of this feeling so overwhelmed.
Yes.
Like I need to help. Let's save everybody.
How about
you? Like everybody, I just want to save. I want them to see and fear God the way that I want them to fear him and see him. And also for my family to break that curse of depression, the curse of failure, the curse of so much pain, the curse of struggle. I just want the covenant. The prayer over my relationships, over this world. I want God to be able to show his people, here I am. Here I am.
My God, my God, my God, my God. My daughter, I'm going to ask Apostle Spencer in a minute to speak to you, but I'm hearing the Lord say, get her to rededicate her life.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I kept hearing in my spirit generation a curse.
Yes.
And in breaking a generation of curse, there need to be one that is solid in him.
Yes.
They can begin the process. So when I want you to repeat after me, my daughter, I want you to repeat after me. Give her strength to speak now, Lord. Say, God, forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
I believe you died on the cross.
I believe you died on the cross.
And on the third day.
And on the third day.
God the Father.
Father.
Raised him from the dead.
Raised him from the dead.
From
Come on, come on. Push, push. Right now, Lord Jesus.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
Push, push.
Yes.
Right now, Lord. Say that again. Right now, Lord Jesus.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
I open the door.
Open the door.
To my heart.
To my heart.
To receive you in.
To receive you in.
To my heart.
To my heart.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And Savior.
And Savior.
Forgive me now, Lord.
Forgive me right now, Lord.
And restore the joy.
Of my salvation.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Apostle Spencer, my God, hey.
Amen. I want to talk slow, and I really want to talk slow, because as soon as we buzz you in, the Lord took me, he took my spirit, he began to take me back into time. He took me back into your childhood time. He took me back to your childhood, even at the age of eight years old. He took me at that time to where in the childhood time to where depression and different things were starting to form, insecurity. In the name of Jesus, as he began to take me into that time in insecurity, I begin to rebuke and shut the doors of different things that occur, different violation as a woman, as a young lady. I feel the Holy Ghost. Even the time, the childhood, different things that occurred that it wasn't supposed to be. I must take a hold of that time, and I begin to shut that door in that time as well. Even now, as he begins to travel me, not only from your childhood, but now we're going into your teen years. 10 years of rejection, 10 years of insecurity, 10 years of being bullied, 10 years of, my God, of being spoken down to, 10 years of low self-esteem, back into your teen years of low self-esteem. I go into that time frame now. I untie and I untwist, my God, everything that the enemy begins to knot up right there into your teen years. Emus, the rejection, all you want is love. Love for your parents, love for validation for the ones that you love you. You trapped, just want to have a voice. I set you free even in your teen years now. Oh, my God, even from your teen years, my God, my number, even from your teen years, daughter of Zion, my God, I must move, God, you must take me now, move me up into the age to where I see 22, I see the age of 22, amen, in the name of Jesus, we must take even the mindset that been developed from the youth, from the teen years, even into that age range, to now you making individuals, trying to pay individuals to love you, trying to fit in certain areas and certain groups, my God, I take authority of that right now, I snatch that plan even from the enemy, we shut that door now, in the name of Jesus, we shut that door in the name of Jesus now. God, I thank you. I thank you. Now, my God, as God begin to shut the doors, even the root that it's come from, we speak to the atmosphere. We speak to the enemy now. No longer he shall torment you anymore from them times of the past. No longer you shall hold on them things anymore from the times of the past. The first step now, I declare and decree to loose her now, because forgiveness have entered in. God, my God, it's raining inside of her now in the name of Jesus. The enemy that been trying to keep you in a place in captivity, the vital light spirit, my God almighty, the python light spirit, in the name of Jesus, we command it to loose now, not only to loose, but no longer it shall dwell in your mind. No longer it shall dwell in your home. I dispatch the angels upon your behalf to go into your dwelling place, begin to flap their wings and clear everything out, everything that been hunting you from years after years, even the hurt that you've been experiencing now from different weapon, loved ones, even us, my God, companionship. I come now in the name of Jesus and shut every door upon the unction of the Holy Ghost. And now in the name of Jesus, the enemies that have been trying to slay you, I even speak to the suicidal thoughts now in the name of Jesus. It will not and it will not work. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, my God, that you are set free in the name of Jesus.
I was actually hearing, young lady, my sister, if you don't mind, can you repeat after me? Can you say the blood of Jesus?
The blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Can we do it again? The blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Can we do it again? The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Can you stand up wherever you are? Can you stand up and just lift your hands up?
My God. My God.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus.
The blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of the blood.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
The blood of blood.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
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 Plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Plead the blood of Jesus.
The more you plead the blood and call on the blood and declare the blood of Jesus, I see a strength. The strength of God, a strength is coming to you. And if you do just that, you'll see there's a strength I see. There's a strength that God is releasing in you. Every time you plead the blood and call on the blood of Jesus, there's a strength that God is releasing in you.
Jesus.
Amen. Back to your Father.
Amen. 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 Daughter, go in peace. Go in peace. Apostle.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Next caller, 8654. God bless you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am a minister.
Mm.
And a pastor's wife.
Amen.
And I need prayer for a stronghold.
Mm.
Some years ago, the Lord was leading me to get up at 5:30 and spend some time with him. And I did for a while, and then I fell off. And later, I studied at a different time, and I had gotten close again. There was a time that I could hear his breath, and I could feel him walking with me. And for some reason, I've gotten so caught up with the 5:30 time that I have allowed a stronghold to be formed in my mind to where I feel like I'm not hearing him like I used to, and I'm not feeling him like I used to, because I've been disobedient. So I started waking up. I had my alarm clock set. I've been waking up for 2 weeks now at 5:30, praying, reading, studying. I do it at night. I do it other times. But I still feel like there's a rift. There's something. And a while ago, somebody prayed for me years ago after my son died and said that there was something about the death of my son. Well, I know that my son died because of his decision. And I prayed and asked God to save him before he died, and he did. So I'm not mad about that. I don't have any hang-ups with God about that. He was merciful. And so I'm not sure what the issue is, but I have always had strong faith and a holy boldness. And I don't feel like I have it now.
My God, my God, my God. Apostle Spencer?
Yes. I just want to, Pastor, I just want to let you know it's there. It's there because as you begin to speak, I must begin to hear God says, tell her I've been trying to give her new strategies. Tell her I've been trying to give her new strategies. And even with come new strategies, it comes with new connections. It comes with new connections, comes with new individuals. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, as your footsteps have been ordered by God, and as God begin to lead and lead you into the directions and new strategies, he's going to connect you with right individuals that is walking the same path and in the same assignment that God has. I declare the decree in the name of Jesus. I even must now I share kamba kambu shi andoro si ande. Mekanda ba shi kandaro shi kandoro si ande. Mekandoro si andoro si ande. I even must now even join. I join hand in hand as God begin to take me back in some time, my God, with you in your ministry. I even must join hand in hand with you now. And God says, yes, my God, it was the individual that was working, my God, to come against the ministry to close and shut different things down. But God says to let you know that I have called you and I never left you. I have called you, I never left you. God said with me to let you know, saying, yes, even now you begin, as you're going to begin to trust that individuals that I send to bring connection to you, you're going to begin to have help, my God. Not only in ministry, but also in warfare. Because God says, what I placed inside of your belly and what I gave you, it will come to pass. He said, tell my daughter, yes, I see her. I see her in the late night hours. I see her in the time. But God told me to tell my daughter that says that this is the time that I am calling my daughter into a place where she's going to begin to operate in new strategy. It's not because things is not moving. It's not because of your disobedience. It's not because of something that you are doing wrong. It's because God says when I take you into new realms and new places, some old folks can't come with you no more. Some people that, my God, you're trying to hold on to, and some people that you continue trying to encourage, they can't hold on no more. I declare and decree tonight that we cut the weights off in the name of Jesus. We cut the weights off. We cut all the hindrance off in the name of Jesus. And you're going to begin to move boldly into the things of the Lord in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Bless you, Bishop.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. My daughter, Apostle Spencer was talking. The Lord said he changed your time because too many people was in your space.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Yes, how about you?
He changed your time because too many people was backstabbing you. Too many people was getting too close to you. You had your enemy right underneath you, and you told them everything you was doing, and they went back and shared it.
Oh, God.
So he had to change your time so he can give you new strategy. He can give you new wisdom. He can give you new ideas and new vision. He brought you out of the among that midst of the mess so he can give you new connections. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place.
Yes.
Because you are gifted. You are gifted. You are anointed. You have a vision, but your vision is being dimmed. My.
Yes.
Because people don't respect your anointing. My God. I don't want to never try not to use the word jealous, but they don't appreciate the gift that God has in you because they don't know how to nurture it. So God said, I changed you. Nothing that you did, nothing that you've done on your own, it was all orchestrated by me, said the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
So in that place, in the hour that he has you in now, outside of this call tonight, share it with no one else. Because that, he's going to change it again because it's over the airways now. He's going to give you another time, and you keep that time with you to yourself, and you meet him in that place. And he's going to give you instructions on what you do from this point on. Amen?
Amen.
Forgive yourself. I hear the Lord saying, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself.
Yes,
I heard you say your son, you pray for him. It's choices that we make. But you know you did what a mother did. Prayed. But God say, let go, let me, and I will heal your broken heart. Spend time with me, my daughter, in our space, in our time, said the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Apostle Walker, do you have anything for First Lady?
Apostle, I was hearing when he first started speaking that this time there's a forgetting those things behind her.
Yes.
But that's a moving forwardness in God. He's moving you forward in him. But those things that are behind you this time, this is these things behind you now. You're moving forward in God. Amen.
Amen. Apostle. Thank you for calling. My daughter, thank you for calling. Apostle Spencer, go ahead.
Amen. God bless the callers, Bishop. That's all the calls that is in for the night. God, amen.
Amen. We thank God for this evening, Apostle Walker. We thank God for you tonight, Sharon, Apostle Spencer, as always. We thank God for you. And to all of the listeners out there, we thank God for you all. And tomorrow night, the fire won't stop, but it'll be the last night of us being on air. But we'll continue to pray for us. You all continue to call in and give God all the glory. Apostle Spencer, thank you, and peace be unto you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
I can't live without your presence. Take me back where I learned to love you. Take me back, take me back, take me back. Take me back. Take me by my heart and take me back. Take me back where I learned to take me back.